We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Support for Jacked Ramsey is brought to you by Manscaped. Manscaped offers precision engineered tools for your family jewels. Manscaped just launched their fourth generation trimmer, the Lawnmower 4.0. You heard that right, the 4.0. Join over 2 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer for you, 20% off, free worldwide shipping with a code JACKED20 at manscaped.com. Again, that's JACKED20 at manscaped.com. And why go with Manscaped? Well, Manscaped engineered the ultimate groin and body trimmer by focusing on intelligent functionality and an incredibly comfortable grooming experience. Their fourth generation trimmer features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin-safe technology. I now feel confident shaving my boys. So remember, get 20% off and free shipping with the code JACKED20, that's JACKED20, at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use the code JACKED20. Unlock your confidence and always use the right tools for the job with Manscaped. What's going on, everybody? Welcome into this episode of Jacked Ramsey's. It's a special episode because we've got the newest trailblazer. Greg Brown III is hopping on fresh out of the PF, out of the practice facility, just down the road in Tualatin. Let's kind of break things down for you. Number one, welcome to Portland. Welcome to Tualatin. Oregon is a little bit different than Texas, I'm sure you've taken. Yep. What's kind of been your first takeaway as you've gotten here and tried to take everything in?
My first takeaway is kind of how a lot of lakes and rivers, a lot of water in Portland. I'm not used to that. In Austin, we have like one lake, but not really as many as y'all. Good Lord. I was rolling through downtown trying to get to my apartment when I moved down here. Mm-hmm. And then I'm looking at the sign, like, welcome to Portland. There's a bunch of water by there. I'm like, good Lord, I'm not used to this.
Yeah, I spent some time stationed in San Antonio, West Texas. You know, places so flat you can stand on a beer can and see the other side of the state. It's a shock if you haven't been in that. And, like, the environments are certainly different. The good news is you came in a time of year where it's been pretty nice. So you're not getting hit with the, I'm sure everybody said, hey, just give it a month, right?
Some rain.
The gray weather's coming, man. It'll drag you down a little bit. But again, yeah. Thanks for hopping on, man. Again, welcome to Portland. We crowdsourced a ton of questions for you. This is kind of your introductory, interview here for a lot of Blazers fans who, you know, they saw the Blazers take you in the second round, and I had a lot of people reach out like, you know, I've heard the name, Texas guy, top recruit, but what do you know about him? Like, well, he went to college for a year, so there's not a ton to kind of go on. And that Texas team, you guys maybe had one of the most dynamic and athletic front courts ever in college basketball. Between you and Kai Jones alone. Mm-hmm. When you make that decision to go to Texas, is that something that's like in your mind, like we could go do something, be something kind of different and special that, you know, really nobody's ever seen before?
Yeah, that was my plan going into Texas and trying to lead the team to a Big 12 championship and an NCAA championship. But with me and Kai Jones alone, it on the front court is crazy, but with Jericho Sims, it just takes it to a whole nother level. Yeah. And it's sad that us three didn't really get to take over the show at Texas, but we learned a lot, me, Kai, Jericho alone. So we took a lot of those pieces from Texas, and hopefully we can make a bigger impact here.
And that's kind of where I was going with that, is that you guys went in, and not that you didn't deliver, it's just that it's another level, right? You're a top 10 recruit. You're highly sought after. You're a 30 and 15 guy coming out of high school, McDonald's All-American. But COVID comes in and kind of messes with some stuff.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to really go grow your game. You're not allowed to do the things that everybody else basically before you was allowed you to do. And now you're kind of jumping in and out. There's inconsistency everywhere. And I think that played out across college basketball. And it kind of not necessarily stunted, but startled some development for a lot of guys, particularly non-ball handlers. Because I think when you're not on the ball all the time, you need those moments to grow, those game moments to grow. So when you did get on the ball in summer league and at Texas, what are the things that you've seen in your own game kind of over the last year or so kind of grow and change as you've gotten away from high school?
I would say at Texas, it's kind of hard for me to get on the ball at Texas because of the situation. But there was a bunch of veteran guards. Mm-hmm. My coach, he loved the guards, so he kind of put the trust in them to go do what they want to do. And they got the job done. We got a Big 12 championship, and that's what we want to do. But I'll say summer league, I got a little bit more touches. And then we have veteran guards, Emmanuel Mudiay, some NBA veterans, Michael Beasley, Kenneth Fareed, and them just helping me just learn how to be a pro, learning how to play the game the right way, teaching me all the tricks and schemes to basketball. Just having that every day, it's just been a blessing because I just got so much knowledge in so little time. So it was kind of all coming to me at once, but I was grateful for it because it helped me get better as a person and a basketball player.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Yeah, not too often in summer league are you going to get 10-year NBA vets on the team.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah, I'm sure you're pretty aware of that by this point. You're not typically going to see that. Now, you've got a bunch of guys, and one announced earlier today, another addition coming to training camp. And I've covered this team for 8 years now, and I've watched this team the majority of my adult life. This is the most dudes I've ever seen invited to a training camp as far as competing for roster spots. This is different. And you look at, like you said, you had your time at Texas where you had a lot of guards, where you had to kind of sit back and find your role. You're coming to a Portland team that, guess what?
Similar.
It's guard heavy and guys that have very defined roles. when you come into this season as a rookie, I'm sure you're like you said, you've talked to Bees, you've talked to Moutier, you've talked to guys that have had peaks and valleys. Guys, I mean, Bees is the number two pick. Moutier is a lottery pick. You got guys who succeeded at times and then fell out and are trying to work their way back in. When you're looking at your first steps in the league, what do you look at and go, I'm going to lay out this plan? I want to be able to do this, this, and this based on feedback I've gotten from my coaches, from my team, from my teammates, from other veterans. When you're looking at this year, what are your individual goals? What are the things that you look at right now? You say, I'm here and I want to be there.
Okay. This might sound very absurd, but one of my main goals is to fail.
No, that because you learn from it, right?
Exactly. So every time I go into practice, I just go 100 miles per hour, hard as I can, full of effort, looking to mess up so I can make that correction next time so I can know where I need to be better at so I can work on it. So when I go into practice, I just go look just to get better. That's my plan for right now, just to get better, learn from Dame, CJ, Rocco, Nurkovic, Tony Snell, even the young cats that now on that contract year is Anthony, Nazir Little, Kevin, KJ. Mm-hmm. I talk to everybody just to learn, just to make sure that I'm in the right spot at the right times and I'm doing what I need to do to help the team win. And once I fully figure that out, then that's when I can say I'll reach that next step. But until then, that's my plan, just to make sure that I know what's going on.
And I think that I'm sure that's probably based on some feedback from guys like Moutier, from Beasley, who, let's be honest, they had some missteps at times. And it's wiser to learn from somebody else than it is to maybe take on all that burden yourself, right?
Yeah. Feel that.
So you've got a guy on your team, and you mentioned him there for just a second, and the younger guy is in Nasir Little. Nasir's only a couple years older than you, but he went to a situation in North Carolina where he wasn't necessarily in the best position to succeed. He was a guy who was slated as a lottery pick, and he fell out of the lottery because people looked at him and said, well, he's a good athlete, but he can't shoot. He was inconsistent at North Carolina.
Yeah.
He has spent a ton of time retooling his entire jump shot. At Texas, you had a couple opportunities, more than a couple opportunities. You got some threes up. You showed that that's something that you want to put into your game. Have you been able to talk to him about that as far as like how to change and to grow into that, into kind of the work necessary it takes to knock down that shot at this level?
As soon as I got down here, we got on that. as soon as we got down here. So for the past couple weeks, that's what we've been really focusing on. Just making sure my footwork's right, making sure my stroke's clean, that I'm doing all the intangible stuff so I can make it more consistent. Yeah, so they always tell me, G, your shot is good. It's just not consistent. You don't shoot the same way every time.
You gotta, and that was the thing, was I had Nas on 2 years ago, and we looked at film from when he was in college to his first game in the NBA to towards the end of the regular season. And the growth that he made, you could see it. He was a elbow flare. He was squared up. His feet weren't right. And you could see the work necessary. When you're looking at how you're looking to grow, your jump shot already is quiet. It doesn't have, a lot of moving parts to it. Yeah. What are you already, what is it, the shot feedback system they had, the PF, they got you working on that kind of deal to kind of get that same consistency in your jump shot?
Yeah, they kind of have me go through some steps in my head just to make sure I'm shooting the same shot every time, as far as like finishing high and keeping it up.
What does that look like? When they say, hey, we want you to go through that kind of checklist, what does that look like for you?
It means like if I'm in the corner making five threes, in those five threes, they want me to tell myself, just keep as a reminder, make sure you're keeping your form up and you're holding it throughout your whole shot. So they kind of put it on you to make sure you're getting better. They kind of tell you what you need to tell yourself to make sure that you're in the right spot or you're making shots, if that makes
sense. So they're giving you the playbook, but they're saying you got to know the playbook before we, you know, move forward with you. Okay.
Exactly.
I like that. All right. I've got a bunch of questions here, like I alluded to. I want to make sure we get to these before we have to move on from taking up too much of your time. So this is going to be a little bit rapid fire, but we'll spend some time on where we need to. This is from, okay. Have you seen Dame Shoes, the RCOTA?
Yeah.
Okay. You know what it means, right?
I know the first two, but
Rip City on the ass. That's Yusuf Nurkic. That's all Nurk. That's what that RCOTA means.
Okay. You learned something new today.
So that's a Nurk thing. It's a Dame thing, and that's on Dame's shoes. And the reason I say that is because his first question is from Twitter on Rip City on day. Okay, so that way you know where it comes from now.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first question. This kind of comes off from one of the things we've already talked about. Who have you grown closest to on the team so far?
I would say Trendon Wofford. Because
you're spending time together, right?
Yeah, summer league until now. We just spent a lot of time with each other. It's in comparison to other dudes. Yeah, but
it's that rookie love, right?
Yeah, rookie love. We kind of as what my coaches call us, like to call us, they call us butt buddies sometimes. But yeah, I've grown close to Trendon. We got really close during summer league. Just playing together, being on the bench together, just doing everything basically together. Just we had no choice but to go close. So yeah, that's probably the closest person on the team that I'm with.
I'm gonna sneak this one in here. Have they given you any rookie duties yet?
Say again?
Have you had any rookie duties yet?
They have us going on the turf to do some conditioning, some strength and conditioning work. And so after, they have like a bunch of bottles just on the field, like on like one spot. They make just me and Trini just go pick up all of them up. Literally. It's a good time. I don't really me and Trini, we don't really chip about it. We just laugh.
It's part of the deal. You know what you're in for. You were just a freshman, so you know how this works.
Yeah. So we just do it with a smile. Because first, we're just glad to be here. Like, me and Trinity, we tell each other every day, like, man, we're really here. Like, we're really living our dream. So our mindset is basically, like, just enjoy every moment.
So you haven't gotten the backpack yet?
No, not yet. That's when we start traveling.
Okay, let's say. So CJ's already told you.
Yeah, he already let us know. He was like, all right, you're going to be carrying some Dora the Explorer, Animal Patrol, Paw Patrol, I forgot what it's called, all that type stuff.
And you know you're in charge of snacks, too.
Oh, yeah. Got to go get go get Chick-fil-A.
Yep. Make sure you get the orders right. You can't be getting the orders wrong.
For sure.
They'll send you back. I've seen them do it. All right. We'll get a little more basketball here. This is from, again, the same person before. Do you model your game after anybody in the NBA currently or retired?
Right now, I currently do not model myself after a certain player, but I kind of take a lot. I take pieces from players' games to try to put in mine, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. Who are you looking at when you're looking at your game? You go, I look at this player, I want to kind of pull this from them, because you've got a unique build. So you do have a kind of a certain way to go about your game, because there's not a lot of guys in the league at your size with your athleticism. In fact, there's maybe two or three. So when you're kind of picking and choosing, what is that like for you?
I kind of just take some great players, good players, any player that does something well, like say Dame, for example. I asked him this the other day. I asked him, when you go downhill, what do you look for? And he replied, he told me, he was like, I just see where the help comes from, so I know where to go with this ball. So that's, for example, I'm taking Dame's IQ, LeBron's IQ.
That anticipation, that understanding.
Exactly. And I'm taking Zach LaVine, stuff that Zach LaVine do, like because he's very athletic and can shoot the ball. Just a lot of stuff from a lot of people's game that I feel like I can put in mind for later. But for now, I'm just looking at the kind of the great role players, athletic role players, Jeremy Grant, John Collins, OG Anunoby, trying to see what they do really good. so they can be on the floor and help their team win.
See, now you throw OG's name in there, you're going to get my ears to perk up because I'm a big OG guy. So
yeah, he's really good.
that's a little play. That's playing to my heartstrings a little bit. All right. So you've been in the league now for a couple months, legally in the league, got your contract signed, you're good to go. What has been your favorite part of being in the league so far?
How much free time we have. Oh my goodness. It's crazy. I called my dad the other day. I was like, man, like, it's basically gym, home. And I'd be like, dang, it's just straight basketball now. Cause I'm used to going to school, doing homework, but it's none of that now.
This is the job now.
It's a job now. So yeah, that's what's been kind of surprising to me, how much free time you have.
So what are you doing with that free time now? Are you a 2K guy? Are you a Madden guy?
2K guy.
Okay.
Video games. Right. Love video games.
What system are we on? We on PlayStation? We on Xbox? What are we on?
I just got my PS5.
Okay. I know some guys on the team that were struggling to get some. They will remain nameless.
Yeah. I'm gonna lie, I was one of them for a minute. I was one of them. But yeah, I finally got it. I've never stopped playing it since I got it. So yeah.
You're an entire generation basically weaned on Madden and 2K. So it was one of those things where I was like, oh, I think he's gonna be there. Now here's the thing. Gary Trent Jr., former Trailblazer, he was nice. He was nice on 2K, and he let everybody know. Can you hang, or are you just you more fun?
I don't know. I haven't seen Gary play, but I feel like I can hang with him. Feel like I've been getting my shooting right, been getting my ball handling around 2K. So yeah, I feel like I can hang with him.
Here's the important question: how long did it take you for you to put yourself in the game and play with yourself?
Put myself in the game?
To sub yourself in and get on the floor and take that control and see your name on the screen. How long did it take you?
It's funny because 2K, they didn't have my face cam on there.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I'm still waiting on that. But, yeah, once that happens, I'm not coming off the floor.
That's one of those things, man. Like, if I put myself in your position – I would 100%. I'd be like, hey, listen, Cov, I'm sorry. You're coming off the bench.
Yeah,
I'm starting.
Nothing personal. I just prefer me to play, you know.
Listen, I mean, that's got to be one of those surreal moments, right? Like I said, you kind of grow up on it. You know, one day you dream of making the league and you know, making that story come true to all of a sudden that 2K roster drops, that 2K22 hits, and you go, hey, Greg Brown III, that's me. Like, that's got to be something that's got to – there was an article in The Undefeated when you went to Texas where you said you didn't want to settle when you saw those kind of things. But that's got to be one of those things where when you look at it, put a smile on your face, right?
Yeah, it does. It really does. Just seeing your character on a video game, because I've been playing video games my whole life, 2K, Madden, Spider-Man, all of them. So seeing myself on a video game, knowing that I didn't put myself there, it's amazing.
You didn't have to spend time creating it all. It was just there, yeah.
It's just there. I know it's overall, it's not that high, but I'm still in the game. We can work on that.
You can work on that.
Work on it.
This is from at Ryan Robb 2121. How would you describe what you bring to the team?
I would say I bring a lot of energy. Some highlights some of the time, a lot of defense, rebounding, just the intangible stuff that people don't do these days, that people don't want to do these days, hustler, because people don't know it, but that's really what wins games. It's as much as people want to do the long three balls like Dame,
there's only 10 of those guys in the league in that top 10. That's
exactly.
It. There's 440 other guys.
Exactly. And so there's only a couple of those guys in the league, like you just said. So there's some other spots to be filled. And grabbing them boards, playing defense, that's a big role to play. And I can see myself down the line, hopefully sooner than later, just being that defensive guy, being that glue guy, just getting dirty, getting rebounds, running the floor, getting dunks, making highlights, and just helping my team win. So that's why I kind of see myself bringing to Rip City
Awesome. And you kind of mentioned there the highlights.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be honest. You East Bay'd an in-game.
Yeah.
That's obscene.
Mm-hmm.
Like do you realize that JR won the dunk contest with that dunk before you were born?
I did not realize. You talking about J.R. Smith?
J.R. Ryder. East Bay Funk Dunk. When he won the dunk contest, that is what he won it with. Off to baseline East Bay.
That's crazy.
You did a dunk contest winning dunk in a game. Live. That's the evolution of the league. That's the evolution of athletes. That's you. You were at that level right now. And so I was watching that game, and I've watched a lot of summer league basketball over the years. Mm-hmm. You got an audible, woo, like me jump out of the, well, halfway jump out of the couch because my leg's crippled as could be right now. But you got me to perk up. And the first thing I thought when I rewound it was, he didn't dribble.
Mm-hmm.
When you caught that on the break, was that already in your head? Like, I'm gonna do something wild here.
It was funny because I didn't know CJ was going to pass until he looked at me. So I was going to run to the corner. But when he looked at me, I was like, okay, I'm going to dunk it. But I didn't know when I caught it, I was so close to the rim. And then some random thought just popped in my mind and just said between the legs. And I just listened to it. I was like, okay. And I did it.
Because you went – what makes this obscene, besides it being in-game, is you went no dribble off one.
Yeah.
One step between the legs. I've talked to a lot of guys around the league in that week after that, and every single time I talked about the summer league team, it was, hey, man, how about that dunk? How about that dunk? Because that's a level of athleticism you don't typically see in the NBA. There's plenty of guys who – they can get up and they can. Ant's a dunk contest champion. Like, mm-hmm. Ant's got bunnies.
Yeah, we got Larry Nance.
You
dunk contest.
You do not have a shortage of guys with ups. And here's the thing. This happened last year. And have you guys had any back and forth yet? Anybody putting any dollars on top of the backboard yet? Anybody measuring that hand spot yet?
That's a great question. I've been wondering the same thing. How does nobody – I always go in the locker room, and I see me and Larry and Nas. We're just sitting there. I'm like, man, ain't nobody going to say who got the most bouncy here. We just going to let it or not.
Hey, no, it happened last year. They showed it out last year. They put it down. So you go ahead. Yeah. You can say a little something.
It might come this year. I don't know. I haven't heard anything about it, but I'm looking forward to it.
Hey, listen, I'm just saying, if there's an opportunity, they won't shy away. I know Ant won't. So you put that one on there, they'll put it down, I'm sure.
For sure.
All right, this is from Harry. What has your experience been like in the organization? How are the dudes like Dame and CJ reaching out to you, and what are they saying?
It's just crazy how nice they are. It's so crazy because I'm used to hearing, people in some stars and leagues, they're some a-holes.
Mm-hmm.
They're very mean. But when you walk into a locker room or when you walk into the facility, they're nice, very outgoing. They'll speak to you. They'll have a conversation with you, and they're looking to help. So I feel like all the vets, everybody in there, they're just nice and just wanting to help and just have one goal. And it's the win.
So you're talking about the vets and the experience. You've got a guy on your team who is – you're talking about your ability to impact defensively. He's a hell of a defender in Robert Covington. He's a G League guy. He had to grind. He had to work hard to get there. He came in the league kind of a 3, became a 3-4. Now he's a 4-5. Have you talked to him about what that process has been like for him, how to impact games defensively, what to watch, what to look for? Have you been able to spend some time with him at all and pick his brain?
Mm-hmm. He's the main thing he said defensively, what he thinks is try to beat the offense opponent to the spot. And once you beat them to the spot, you've done your job. So that's what he's been preaching mostly about defense to the rookies. Or me in general. But yeah, he just said just know where you're at and know where you're going and just try to beat the offensive player to the spot. And once you do that, you've done your job.
All right, I'm going to let you get out of here on this one. This one's actually pretty simple. Well, I'm going to sneak one other question in here. This one's from me because I get tired of combine measurements and everything else in between. How tall are you?
I am 6'9".
Okay, because you know you're listed anywhere from 6'7 to 6'10", right?
Oh, for real? They listed me at 6'7"?
Oh, yeah. There's a couple of places that had you at 6'7.5". And I was like,
I don't know about that.
I haven't met him yet, so I can't tell, but I think he plays a little bit bigger than that. So
yeah, it's funny because when people really see me, they'll be like, man, you're actually really tall. Oh,
and that's the thing. It's like those measurements are always, I mean, you know how this system works. Yeah. You're always a little bit bigger or you're a little bit smaller. That's how it goes. Yeah. I lied a little bit. We're not going to get you out of here on this because this is actually the one I really wanted to hit on. You're Greg Brown III for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Greg Brown II, and Greg Brown Sr., both high-level athletes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it was your grandfather was at Grambling, correct?
Mm, yes, sir.
And your father at Texas, the first generation Texas.
Mm, yes, sir.
What are the things that you take from them and their experiences as legitimately high-level athletes?
So don't do the knucklehead stuff they did. That's literally what they tell me. Don't do the knucklehead stuff that I did. And you'll be fine because they always tell me that your growth is going to be more mental than physical because of how athletic I am. So the more I can learn and soak up the knowledge from these vets and the coaches, the better I can be. So I kind of listen to that more from them than anything. Because I feel like they've been here. They know what it's like. They played NBA games before. They won. Coach Billups, he won a championship with the Pistons. He experienced the Madison Palace with the Pacers. We won our test. He's been through some stuff. So just having that around you and having Dame sending two teams home off a game winner, CJ, lights out passer, Larry Nance, dunked on – damn near half the league. Yes, and then Robert Covington had an amazing story, went to the G League, came back, went to the Rockets when they had a losing season, now came to the Blazers and looking for a championship run. So just being around those guys every day, you have no choice but to learn something. So I kind of take that plus more so I can get better.
Taken from generation and generation.
So I can pick their brain and I can put the stuff in my game so I can do what I want to do, make the impact that I want to make on this league and help win games and help win championships.
Well, hey, man, that's awesome. We'd love to hear it. I wish you nothing but success. Hopefully we'll be able to bring you back around, like I said, around the All-Star break, kind of check in with you and see how things are going. Again, thanks for spending some time with us. We'll go ahead and wrap you up here. Good luck. Training camp starts here in less than a week. Your first official NBA training camp. The season gets underway. Like I said, we'll check back in with you. And thanks again, man. We really appreciate you.
Thank you.